Well, hello, familia y amigos. Well, yeah, probably just familia because I'm sending this back to my family. Sorry if it sounds like I just woke up, because I actually did. But, let's see. What happened this week? Well, I guess I'll leave off on last P-Day. Last P-Day we had, a zone activity, which was super fun. We all went to the stake center, all the missionaries in our zone. And then we went and played, what did they call that game?
I don't know, it was a version of handball and ultimate frisbee and soccer.
Yeah, it was a combination of, ultimate frisbee, football, soccer, and stuff, where it was, you had a football, and then you had two teams, and then it was, ultimate frisbee. Where, if you have the ball in your hand, you can't move. And then you have to, we would have to kick the ball to get it forward. And then somebody down the field would have to catch it and then kick it there. And then you have to, keep kicking it until you get it into your goal. It was, super fun. But it was also, really hard. And also what happened was, one of the Hermanas, she went to kick the ball. And it got, there's a big fence, a big net thing that's over the basketball field, the basketball court, and one of the Hermanas just, kicked the ball super hard, and it just, got stuck in the fence thing, and then we had the great idea of throwing a shoe up to get it out, and the first time, the shoe almost got stuck up in the net, but then it fell down. That was funny. So yeah, that was a good time. Then let's see, Tuesday. Tuesday we had our district meeting like we do every Tuesday. Well, I guess tomorrow we have a zone meeting, but whatever. And then that was fun because after I did an intercambio with Elder Santos, which is another elder in our district. He's really cool. He's a cool Portuguese dude. He's super funny. So yeah, that was fun. And then, let's see, Wednesday we had entrevistas, or interviews with the president, which was fun. We all went to the church in La Plata, and then president was there. Then we did practices with lessons and asking questions with the assistentes, and then had our interviews with the president, the mission president, which was fun. He's way cool guy. So that was fun. Well, then afterwards we found out that I had tramites on Thursday, which is where you go in to the bigger city in Quilmes, and then you have to do all of the citizenship type stuff, where, yeah, it's you should have to go do a bunch of documentation, whatever. Well, if I would have left from where I was at, I would have had to leave at 4 in the morning. So the asistentes came and said we could just go stay at their place. And so then what we did was we just went straight back from the entrevistas to our place. I got some stuff to spend the night. Oh, I'm not even there yet. No, but then we went to the train station, and then in the middle of the night, our two senior companions, because it was me and Elder Hill, which are the two junior companions who have only been here for 3 weeks, we had it, and so our two senior companions just dropped us off at a bus, and then we just took a bus and then had to find our way through the train station, which wasn't too bad because all the signs pointed where we needed to go. But then once we got off the train, they said, one of the asistentes would probably be there. Well, luckily they gave us a phone, so we were able to call, once we get off, because the asistentes weren't there, because they were, some other place. I don't remember where they were, but they weren't there. And so we're just, waiting in, this dark, sketchy train station at, late hours. And then, but it was funny because then we just called them, and the assistantes, they had somebody come and find us, and then it was fine. But then we spent the night over at the assistantes, or the assistants to the president, and they were, like, so cool. It was awesome. We just, like, they're just, like, super chill, like, gave us a bunch of food. And then, like, in the nighttime when we were going to sleep, we were just, like, talking until, like, midnight about, like, why we were out on missions. And, like, they only have, like, 2 months left or something. And then they were just saying, like, don't ever, like, waste a minute of your mission, because, like, it's gone before you know it. And then they, like, just want to go back to the beginning and stuff. And, like, I don't know. It was good. It was just, like, a way for me to just be, like, okay, I need to just enjoy where I'm at more. But yeah, so that was fun. And then, let's see. Thursday, we did Tramites, which was awesome. We just went into this place, and then it was, like, kind of boring, because, like, we just sat and, like, did a bunch of, like, paperwork stuff. But luckily, like, the people that were there were pretty cool, so it ended up being pretty fun. But yeah, and then we, like, after Tramites, they always, like, take you out to get lunch or whatever. And of course, we had to go to McDonald's, which was fun. It was, like, the first, like, semi-American thing that I've eaten here. But it's, like, not even American at all, because, like, the hamburgers, I don't know, they're just, like, way different than in the States, that's for sure. But it was fun. Because I felt like I was getting something good. I don't know. But then, let's see. We're on Friday now. Friday. What did we have on Friday? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Friday. So, like, this whole week it's been, like, pretty rainy. It's not been, like, crazy rainy. But Friday was, like, especially rainy. And we had a lunch appointment, like, way far away from here. And we were walking there, and, like, all of a sudden it started raining, like, super bad. Well, I was the only one that had an umbrella or paraguas, and then all my companions didn't have them. Well, then on our way back from the lunch appointment, it just started, like, a downpour. And so, like, I, even with my umbrella, I still got, like, wet, and my companions were just, like, well, my companion and then, like, the two other missionaries in my pension, they were, like, dripping wet by the time we got home. So that was fun. Then, let's see, Saturday. I don't really even know what happened on Saturday, quite frankly. I think that was one of the days that I may or may not have accidentally forgot to write in my journal. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, Saturday. This is actually a good story. So we were, like, walking and trying to find investigators and, like, Antiguas and stuff, like we've been trying to do, like, this whole time. Well, one of them was Nestor, and he apparently had been, like, taught in the past, but, like, he was kind of interested, but they just, he, like, wouldn't keep up with any of their commitments or anything. Well, we went to go find him, and then we just, like, knocked on his door, like, a couple nights ago, and he was like, oh, no, family's here, like, I can't talk to you guys right now, but, like, just come another day, like, come on Sunday, and we're like, or Saturday, we're like, okay, yeah, we can do that. So then we went there, and then just, like, knocked on his door, and he's like, oh, hi, elders, how are you? And it's like, he's like, come in, and so then we just, like, went inside of his house, and then just, like, out of nowhere, like, we weren't really, like, expecting to teach him a lesson, which I guess is a problem. We should have just, like, always been expecting it. But then it was awesome, because we were just able to go in there, and he was, like, talking about how he was, like, super interested in the Book of Mormon and all this. And we're going back tomorrow to teach him. And so that was a good tender mercy. We were able to just, like, finally find somebody that's interested. but, yeah. And then yesterday was Sunday. I went to church, and then we just spent the rest of the night looking for people, like always. But no, it's good. I we just are knocking doors and just looking for Antigos and references and all that. And it's good because we get to talk to a lot of people, but we just hear a lot of excuses, like, all day long. And so that's no fun. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. I hope you all have a great week.
Elder Hill is the illest.
And Elder Hill is the illest, apparently. Oh, that kid. And then, yeah. Peace out, all y'all.